Welcome back to Two-Way Talk here on Public Radio, WEAA 88.9 FM. Absolutely the voice of the community. I'm Anthony McCarthy.
And I'm Carol Williams.
Nicole Taylor, Director of Empowering Minds of Maryland's Youth, has an incredible event that we want you to know about and we want you to support. Nicole Taylor, welcome to Two-Way Talk.
Thank you so much for having me again. You guys are awesome.
Oh, we love you. We adore you.
I love you both, too.
Thank you.
And I need to make sure I say your whole name, Nicole Mosby Taylor, because people really support you and really appreciate your brother for all of his great work in our city. Now, tell us about this incredible event.
So we are having Empowering Minds of Maryland Youth is having a foster care drop-off suitcase drive.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. So I know a lot of people are like, what is a suitcase drive? So a suitcase drive is foster care youth typically go from home to home with a trash bag full of their items. Mm. It's the saddest thing. I've seen it several times, and it's heart-wrenching. And we want to, and we're also sending them a message by allowing them to have their items in their trash bag. Mm-hmm. We're sending them that subliminal message that
their items
are trash.
And that they're trash,
yes. Mm-hmm. And we want to dispel that image from them so that they can take pride, because we know that it's already a difficult time for them to go from home to home. They don't know what the house looks like, the people look like, who's their roommate going to be. They don't know anything. So just giving them this brand new luggage, this brand new suitcase on wheels, can just help to make that experience just a little bit easier for them.
And I think you're onto something, Nicole. A suitcase, a brand new suitcase, gives them value. It values them. And as much as we really hate that they move from place to place, carrying a trash bag not only devalues their belongings, but it devalues who they are and the and the worth that they have. Mm-hmm. And so giving them a new suitcase to contain and protect their stuff really gives a certain level of value to who they are as people. And that's very important. I think you all doing this is so significant. And what has been the response in the past when you've talked about, let's give these young people suitcases?
Well, we've had a really good response in the past. And, you know, we started off with just collecting about 80 suitcases. And last year, we were able to collect a little over 200. Mm. And so this year, we're hoping for 300.
Wow, yes.
Because each suitcase is accounted for by a youth. So we are blessing these foster care youth. And, you know, one thing to keep into consideration when people are thinking about, you know, supporting a mission like this is that these children have already been through traumatic experiences. Mm-hmm. So going from home to home is just adding to what they've already been through. Mm-hmm. So being able to just roll their suitcase into their new home can just give them that little bit more of, you know, security, that little more of just having something that they can take pride in,
yes,
that they can love. Because you were mentioning something important, Anthony, like our youth, typically, you know, we have a lot of people that are suffering with low self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
Having something to take pride in helps to change that. It helps you to, you know, when you get that new suitcase, you want to fold your clothes a little differently.
Yes, right. Yes.
You know, you want to take pride in the items that you're putting in there. You're not going to take that junk, you know, maybe that shirt has a couple of holes in it, and you may not want that shirt with the holes in it any longer, because you only want nice things in there. You know, so it changes our way of looking at things. And, you know, we understand that as a man thinketh. So once you start to change your way of thinking,
yes,
then you can believe in yourself, and then you can do all things. The Bible tells us we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us.
Right.
So once we can believe it, You know, once we think it and then believe it, then we can really do it. So,
and I am speaking into existence. You're going to get these 300 suitcases, brand new, shiny suitcases. Now, explain to our listeners, how will they be distributed? How will you get them to young people?
So we have already selected three foster care agencies that will take the suitcases. So what will happen is the listeners can drop them off at Empower to Stand Health Services, which is located 8110 Harford Road, Suite B, which is in Parkville, 21234. And once they drop it off on October the 10th between the hours of 4 and 7, mm-hmm. we will have the suitcases sit for 14 days in...
Wonderful.
Quarantine.
Uh-huh.
Yes, quarantine. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
In quarantine. And then once it's finished the quarantine, then we'll distribute them to the foster care agency.
That
because we
is
don't want
wonderful.
Any germs or anything going into these homes and to the foster care youth. So we're just taking all precautions. That's why we're having the drop off. People can stay for a few minutes. We do have some light refreshments that will be given out
mm-hmm.
By Maze Cuisine. This is just an amazing event. It's
it
in
really
memory
is.
Of Miss Hansen and Miss Ford, which are relatives of Miss Lorraine Hansen, who's our board member, who's amazing. You know, we can't, and I would be remiss not to mention the Steve and Marjorie Harvey Foundation.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Who is also helping us host this great event. So we're super excited. And shout out to Royal Comfort for also providing the transportation for us to transport the suitcases.
Mm-hmm.
So we are just so super excited to have this event. We're even more excited once we drop off the suitcases for the youth.
Mm. And I think I remember the last time we talked about this, I told you that Kara and I have a brand new suitcase that we want to donate to your cause. And we feel wonderful that a young person is going to know how much they're valued because we are going to provide, Kara, my co-host and I are going to provide a brand new suitcase for your drive.
That is so awesome. Thank you both so much. You know, I just can't thank you guys enough. And even the listeners who come out and even the ones who just share the flyer, you know, whatever their part in to make this successful, you know, I just thank them. Because at the end of the day, it's not about me. It's not about Empowering Minds of Maryland's youth, but rather the trajectory of the youth that we are providing those suitcases for and how we and how much we can have that small impact that can change their lives.
If we, if you have people that doesn't have transportation to get to Harford Road, can they send the suitcase?
They can. Okay. They can have it delivered to our address that was provided, or they can also donate money and we will purchase suitcases.
You'll get the suitcase. Okay. That's right. So let's make sure everyone has the information. Nicole, if you could give us the date and the times and the address. Now, the thing about the address is the entrance is in the rear. So when you get there, you'll see the address, but you need to come to the rear for Suite B.
Yeah.
But go
correct.
Ahead. I'm sorry, Nicole.
No, you're fine. Thank you for saying that.
Uh-huh.
So the date is October the 10th. So it's this Sunday. Please excuse my granddaughter. I keep
That's
walking
all right.
away from her. She's walking right behind me. It's October the 10th, and it's from 4 to 7, it's at Empowered to Stand Health Services, which is located 8110 Harford Road, Suite B, Parkville, Maryland, 21234. And so you'll know if you're in the right place if you're on the parking lot and you'll see the door.
You'll see the door. That's right.
Okay.
And I was at your grand opening, and boy, what a beautiful space. What a beautiful, beautiful, with a beautiful mission, with a great,
and
beautiful mission.
You did an amazing job as our host. It was like you know, you, like, of course you've been doing this, so that was light work for you. But
but it was a great cause, and I was so happy to be there with you all. This suitcase drive, this Sunday, October the 10th, from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., please support this. Make them reach their goal, but surpass their goal. Mm-hmm. Because what Nicole Taylor and her team are doing is very, very life-changing. So we want to support them. Nicole Taylor, Executive Director of Empowering Minds of Maryland's Youth, thank you so much. Good luck this Sunday. And Kara and I will make sure to get that suitcase to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And just one more thing. Uh-huh. If anybody does want to get more information about Empowering Minds of Maryland Youth, they can visit our website at www.empoweringyouthusa.net, www.empoweringyouthusa.net, or 1-888-416-4687.